Well, it's a statement that I think we have been, you know, we've heard for quite a long time from some of these leaders from the West. But I think it's a lot of encouragement. It's a sign of perhaps a change of mind that is coming from the major countries on the need to perhaps carry Africa along in the scheme of you know, global political economy. So I think it's a welcome development. It's quite pleasing to hear that, and I hope that that Sarkozy will be able to back these words by action, and I also hope that he will be able to contact and try as much as possible to convince his other colleagues in the major industrial countries to see light along this development with a view to perhaps, accommodating Africa in the United Nations Security Council. So, I hope it's not also another, political game plan that France is deploying in order to woo perhaps the attention of African leaders so as to maintain upper hand in its dealings with the African continent, in a much more comfortable manner than most other major European powers. So it's certainly a welcome. It's expected. It's not expected. And I just hope that he means it from the bottom of his heart. And I also hope that he's going to work towards it. Not only by pronouncement, but also, convincing other European leaders to see light along that line so that the United Nations Security Council could truly be reformed, and then you have a member from Africa as a permanent member. This is really beautiful. Regardless of the fact that, yes, the United Nations Security Council itself is fast losing its grip on global peace and security, which basically was indicated by the crisis in the Gulf and other parts of the world. But in a nutshell, I think, like I said, it's a welcome development. And then we cross our fingers, and African leaders on the upward must also deploy all resources at their disposal with a view to seeing to the actualization of this statement. And of course, I am aware that Africa itself has been vigorously pursuing this reform in the United Nations.
Professor Mato, what will a place on the UN Security Council do for Africa if indeed Africa has a seat?
Well, I think it has to do more with the issue of what I would call status symbol. Like I did say, the Security Council itself is fast losing its credibility because we have seen at least one or two members of the United Nations taking unilateral or bilateral action, not in consonance with the resolution of the Council. So obviously the Security Council is not as sacrosanct as it used to be, but still it retains some major or very serious political significance that it would be a good idea to see that an African country, at least African, has a member or has a permanent member on the United Nations Security Council. Through that, a lot of African views and opinions on certain local and global issues would easily be tabled and deliberated, given the necessary attention that they require, as against what we have today. So I think, despite the waning, status of United Nations and the Security Council, it's still a wonderful idea to have Africa. Yes.
In your submission, you were talking about if President Sarkozy would be able to convince other industrialized nations to have this come to fruition. Do you think he has the wherewithal to convince them about such a move?
Well, France is one of the major, former colonial masters of African countries. I think France has more colonies in Africa than any other European power. So it is expected that the relationship between the French and Africans, of course, will be more intense as a result of this very historical fact than it is with other nations. Yes, Britain, yes, Portugal, yes, Italy, yes, Germany, even Germany. But the issue, I think, is that the question of reforming the UN Security Council is an item on the front burner of global discourse today. So it's really very timely, and it's only encouraging when you hear one of those powerful leaders of the major countries or industrialized countries talking about it in the open. That clearly shows that the idea perhaps has some place, you know, in their own political thinking too. And I do think very well that with Britain, with Portugal, with even Germany and other nations, it will be quite an easy task to be able to talk to one another among themselves with a view to seeing the necessities or at least the imperativeness of having an African nation as a member of the United Nations Security Council. Yes, President Sarkozy can do it, and it's not really going to be a very difficult exercise. It can be achieved, and I believe it will be achieved.
Congo's President Denis Sassou Nguesso said at the summit in France that two permanent seats on the Security Council will be needed for Africa, and said that he is persuaded that the world cannot manage these sort of crisis without Africa. Well, Africa tend to have a lot of crisis on the continent. The demand for a permanent seat, some people will say, will be unwarranted, because it seems the continent cannot handle the fires that usually blows across the continent in terms of crisis. What do you say to that?
Well, that's not really a function of politics. That's a function of the economic status of the African continent, the African nations, their inability to perhaps meet up to the aspirations of their citizenry that normally result in farming, war, destruction, etc., etc. An African membership of the United Nations Security Council, in my view, will facilitate the possibilities of easier management of internal African problems, because with an African in the United Nations Security Council as a permanent member, the possibilities of bringing and reviewing African issues time after time is significantly going to be very high. And so that obviously will be an advantage. It's not, crises are not really restricted to Africa. But we know, like I did say, the major issues of contention in Africa revolves around, the economic indicators that manifest themselves in political and social, crises. So if, of course, Africa is represented at the Security Council, I think the possibilities of, partnering in such a way that each other will be heard and understood, and then you'll have the opportunity to bring up your matter time after time, in my view, will increase the level of understanding of the intensity and the magnitude of, the crisis in, in the continent within the United Nations Security Council, to perhaps a better appreciation of the major industrial powers, and maybe then they will be able to see that what Africa needs is not necessarily the kind of assistance that it's getting at the moment, but some other form of assistance. Or, on the other hand, the increase in form of increase in the nature of, assistance that the continent is, getting from the advanced capitalist social formation will be required. And as such, that will play a very significant role in reducing, the level of tension that is occasioned by poverty, which normally precipitates the kind of conflicts that Africa is facing today. But then a very serious issue again, which is an intra-African problem, is the issue of which country. There's President of Congo will be talking about the need to have a government, will be talking about having two countries represented at the United Nations Security Council. That again is a function of the very sharp divide that exists, along the, colonial lines. The two dominant ones, of course, the French, like I did say, and the English. They dominated the political landscape in Africa during colonial period. So now, which country represents a continent on the Security Council will be a major issue if you just have one representative. But if you have two, it has the capacity of perhaps reducing this tension, because it would have succeeded in perhaps alleviating or removing some form of unwarranted alienation that people will be facing, and then you have two countries, maybe one Anglophone, one Francophone, sitting as Africa representatives at the United Nations Security Council.